Scorpions Avenue.
First of all, you're assuming that everyone is listening to this on a Friday, so that's very, you know, I would think by now the PC police.
But wait a minute. I'll tell you what it's very.
Don't assume the day of the week.
No, I'll tell you what it's very. We're recording this on Wednesday, and my stoned ass knew to say Friday instead of Wednesday. Okay, so if I'd said Wednesday, you would have busted me on that shit too, brooch. And just for that, I'm going to light a fucking pipe.
Do you smoke? I thought you only do edibles. Do you actually smoke as well?
You know what? I ran out of them, and there's a club in New York where you join and pay $50 a month, and you can buy all the weed that you want, and I do prefer edibles. But I happened to find some old weed while cleaning up while I was out of edibles. Because I tell you, even though I'm so cheap, I'll join it. And you pay $50 a month, and then I'll just buy tons of edibles. And then I won't pay. It's month by month, so I won't pay for, you know, like June and May, because I'll have so many fucking ones. And when it was COVID was happening, oh, please, bitch. I sat up here with the edibles just grinning and saying, well, you don't have a gig, you're not having sex, but
okay,
you're
wait,
safe
so
in here.
You pay $50 a month. You can get unlimited amount. Like, do you still have to pay for it individually, or $50?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. $50 to join, because it's legal now in New York to own some. But they have, just like the OnlyFans when we had Boomer Banks on and masturbated throughout the episode with his giant piece. The credit card companies won't process it. So you can only buy with cash or a debit card until they sort the laws out in a year. So whatever, goo.
Okay,
it's a summer day and we're both in great moods. Aren't you in a great mood, Monet?
I'm in a horrible mood, actually. I'm in a
terrible
mood.
Why, pet? Oh, no. Perhaps I could cheer you up.
What would cheer me up is maybe if you passed away. I'm really happy.
You were about to say commit suicide, weren't you?
No, you I'm see, actually in a good mood. This weekend, this week, the Container Store, my assistant Patty, he set me up with the Container Store, and they put like a whole built-in wardrobe in two of my rooms. Like, I made one whole bedroom into a whole closet, and another bedroom that was my office is half office, half closet, where I'm sitting right now. And I'm very enjoying looking at it, and I feel lovely. I feel very rich.
Oh, girl, it's your container moment, okay? It's your containment. It's in a Container Store.
Have you ever, Bunny, have you remodeled your apartment for organization, or is it just...
Okay, let me tell you about my apartment. So I used to live with RuPaul, Charles, Lahoma Van Zant, Larry T, and Nelson for a while. Sullivan, the video guy from the 80s and 90s. So I was having so much sex in my 30s that after I'd lived with them for about 3, 4, 5 years, I had to get my own place. And it's small. But it's in a great neighborhood.
It's the same apartment that you got when you left to ruin them in your old apartment?
Yeah, and my main goal was to have fuck a place more. Alone so that if they did, yeah, fuck more. Just that's, and I also didn't want them seeing how many tricks I had every day.
Okay, so had you been in a situation where you were having a trick over and Rue like walked in your room while you were sucking someone's dick or getting fucked?
No, but one time RuPaul Lahoma and I walked in drag into the world, which was this wild place, mixed club on the East, not a gay club, in the East Village, the bowels of the Alphabet City. And honey, there was a gorgeous black drug dealer tracksuit. We took him into the bathroom. We were all drooling on ecstasy. And
this is Rue included.
And this is like 1985, drooling on ecstasy and drooling over this thing. And listen, I'm gonna tell you the real truth. Those fake bitches only drool. I actually would get the dick and turn the trick, okay? Because they just wanted to play and laugh at it and say, oh, look at what we did. Honey, we took him into the bathroom. He pulled a gun out of his waistband and put it away, and that's how we knew that he was going to be getting something else out. So, I mean, it was just a wild, you know, wild moment, but that is how we did used to be in and out of those bathrooms.
Wow, 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 wow.
Honey, just going crazy. But, honey, I tell everybody, do it while you're young and while you want it. And when you have the desire to pursue it, honey, the strength to pursue it, mm-hmm. This thing went to the Fabric District. Anyway, so my apartment has never been, it's nothing been a crash pad. I'm often at fine hotels on the weekend when I work, as I will be when I go to do Omaha Pride in Nebraska and Berlin Pride on the main stage outside the Brandenburg Gate next weekend on the 23rd of July.
Ooh, Berlin. I've had some great sex in Berlin before. Berlin is a
Yeah, I think
city.
That was the origin story of monkeypox. Your visit.
Girl, the monkeypox is pretty rough. Last week I said a few friends. I've added two more friends that have had the monkeypox exposure. And the story, there's a similar through line to everyone. They're like, and no one really knows like how to help. There's not a lot of information, and they send me this person, and I'm waiting for this thing to come back. That seems to be the thing that I hear across the board. So,
say that one more time.
My friends that have contracted
two friends that have had it.
Yeah, I have four now at this point. And they all seem to have a similar story. Like, I thought I had this thing, so I went to go test it. And everyone,
so you had an orgy with four people, is what you're saying.
I went to go get tested at the clinic, and they didn't really know how to test me. Then they sent me home, and then I contacted the CDC to find out what medicine that I should take, and they didn't know. And now they treated me for this thing, and they may be wrong. So there seems to be a lot of confusion
still around monkeypox. They didn't know, and they may have given him have given him a wrong one.
They knew that they knew the medication, but they didn't know. Like, for example, people are substituting. Oh, well, the vaccine that they're taking is smallpox, but you can't treat. Or what I've heard is what I've seen online, that you cannot treat the monkeypox with the smallpox. Like, the smallpox vaccine is a preventative measure, but you can't, like, cure it. Like, if someone has monkeypox, you don't shoot them up with smallpox to cure monkeypox. So they're like, so the CDC is still trying to figure out, like, the best way to treat people is basically what I'm getting at.
Okay, I haven't spoken to anyone that's had it, but we just fucked. We didn't speak. I understand that there is one mRNA vaccine, which is most of the one that is available here, but even that is in short supply, and that sometimes the tests are also in short supply. But this is what I want to know about the vaccine. Does it prevent transmission, or like a shingles, which is related to smallpox, I think. Don't get me talking shit. I'm not a dog. I think that it makes it a much less case. And like monkeypox, shingles, the pox dots can be painful and itchy. And apparently shingles is monstrous, and that's why I got a shingles vaccine. So that if you do get it, like COVID vaccine, you don't get... You know, you don't die. Monkeypox is not fatal, but gays, it can scar the mug, honey.
Yeah, girl. And that's what the girls are avoiding. I never had chickenpox as a kid, and I never had monkeypox either.
Well, honey, the gays snorted that crystal, and they didn't care about that. Their teeth falling out, so that maybe it goes with the look, honey.
Oh my God, girl.
Me sitting here stoned, reading somebody else doing drugs. That's the bun bun. That's the essence.
Just Lady to Bunny, prove that's what very rude.
Just to prove what a hypocrite I am, I'm gonna take another puff of this peace pipe. Yes, drugs on the air.
Whitney Bunny, drug girl.
I turned Whitney Monet Bunny into without the talent or the beauty. Whitney Houston, without the talent, the beauty, just the messiness. Here we go. Does Bob not smoke weed?
No, Bob is completely sober.
Oh, that's
right. He's like a weed.
He's
it will make it more fun.
Bitch, what do you do when you smoke weed? You listen to music?
Yeah, when I used to live alone, I don't anymore. I used to smoke inside because unlike cigarettes, you can smoke weed inside because it doesn't stay in the house. Like, it'll stay for like an hour or so. That's about it. So I would smoke down, and I would put on my Sonos. I would put on some good music and just like vibe to some music and like really like listen and like deeply meditate on the new vibes and the new music. That's how I prefer to smoke weed. I used to do edibles. Edibles really like for a time. I did edibles a lot. And after a while, waking up from edibles, my throat would feel so raw. Like, I would feel like I was, like, screaming all night long, and I wasn't. Like, for some reason, something with the edibles, like, over the past, like, 2 years, I've noticed when I take them and I wake up the next day, like, I feel like my voice is, like, fucked up. So, which is weird, because smoking, I don't feel that way.
That is weird, because smoking would fuck it up more than edibles. So do you eat the edibles?
But you know these singers who do cocaine, meth, weed, cigarettes, 80 packs of cigarettes, and they can come out and sing the next day like nothing happened. That always gags me. I do not understand that. That is
witchcraft. I wouldn't call Trixie Mattel a singer. So smoking doesn't fuck your breath up. I mean, your voice
smoking
up,
does too. It does. If I smoke a lot, if I smoke like one joint, if I smoke like one joint, like I'm fine. But if I smoke like multiple joints tonight, bitch, my throat the next day. It was just weird. My voice is sensitive. It's not sensitive to anything else besides smoking. Nothing else. I could drink, do other shit, suck dick, whatever, and my voice. Because I know singers who are like purists. I know like opera singers, classical singers, who they do not even give oral sex because they do not want to run the risk of getting an STD in their throat.
Yes, my
friend Kristen. My friend Kristen has never sucked a dick in her life because she's like, I do not want to ever worry that I'm going to fuck with my cords, ever.
Meanwhile, the bitch can't sing.
You know her?
No, I'm just kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, we need to get Jasmine Sullivan on this show and ask her why she's so motherfucking fat.
Oh, God.
I worship her.
I do too. I love Jasmine so much. She's one of the greatest singers of our time. I fucking love her voice. It's beautiful. It's perfect.
Won a Grammy, I was excited because I had never heard of her.
Really? When was this?
Like all those years ago, you mean? Don't you remember? Just within the last year or two when we were doing this podcast. Don't you remember? We were going to talk about the Grammys. I'm so backward that I watched the whole preamble of all the World Beat Awards. And I said, well, Monet and I are going to talk about this. I want to make sure I see every noteworthy performer. Girl, I didn't even see the main performance. I saw like the warm up with the folk awards. But there is a hot Black woman country singer who I saw that night, who is really great. And there's also a funny big fat Hawaiian gay singer that busted out a few times.
Ooh.
I don't know his name, but I guess he won an award, and you know, he sang his song. He was very flamboyant. I loved it. He was very cheery and had the Hawaii spirit, or at least it was a good act.
But I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm trying to talk segue to the Grammys into the Emmys because you said you want to talk about the Emmys, and I didn't watch the Emmys, but we can talk about it. Oh, wait, don't tell me. Mama Roo swept the Emmys. Okay, we talked about it. So, your parents okay? Not, your parents doing Emmys, okay?
The Emmys have not aired yet, Lady Bunny. The nominees for the Emmys came out.
Oh, God. You telling me? Oh, God. Okay.
Well, RuPaul's Drag Race got an outstanding 14 nominations again.
Okay. These judges are drunk. The committee is panel is drunk.
Which nominations? And I was eligible for an Emmy nomination, Bunny, but I did not get it.
Well, I was eligible for one, too. But
for what?
I did not get it either.
For what? What were you eligible
for? Well, I was eligible for it. I didn't say anybody nominated me or I was in any project that might get one. But I'm eligible for it.
Yeah, the pit stop that That's I
just
did.
Like I have access to health care. I have access to a Lamborghini. I can't afford to drive it, but I have access to it.
My season of the pit stop was eligible for Emmy consideration, but we did not get it. Also, the category they had me
don't
up against.
Get which
I
was, up. Don't get choked I know, up, I get, girl. I get
really, sorry.
Wait, what category was it, honey?
I was up against Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. I was up against Queer Eye, the Netflix show. I was up against Shark Tank.
Listen, you get on there as Fish Tank, and I'll be the antique drag show. And we'll let them know it, honey.
I would actually watch that. Listen, TLC, if y'all did antique drag show with Lady Bunny going around the country looking at antique drag queen jewelry and wigs, I would watch that. That sounds like a good show.
But you know the one I want to have always wanted to parody that Antiques Road show and have someone like really pitiful and then trying to sell something, then tell a sob story. And then the guy thinks that it might be worth a whole lot, but then it's not worth anything. So instead of like a feel-good story, they've been carrying around this trash.
You know,
thinking that it would be some precious find, and it's just
It happens all the time. It happens all the time, and I'm always sitting there like, girl, this is wild. My grandmother used to like watch an antique roadshow. It's also the one of those things you just put on, it just plays in the background and you pop in like every couple minutes. Or like every 10, 15 minutes and like you get a moment and that's like it can just play in the background. Kind of like Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I love having that play in the background. One of your favorite programs as well.
Oh, do you have to bring her up on every episode?
I do not bring her up every episode.
Thankfully, she's still, she had a controversy the other day, but I think it was all media. It was about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks, and she was doing a video commercial for a fake meat. So she was eating different.
Oh, I saw that. Oh, yeah, yeah. I think
I don't know. Was it a fake hot dog or a fake? She pretended to take a bite, and everyone went wild over it. I'm like, you know what? Y'all are empty, shallow fuckers. If her faking some fake meat burger commercial is really gonna rile you up like that, my lord.
Well, Lady Bunny,
these are some trifling queens.
Something that's pissy. I saw on your Instagram. If anyone is not following Lady Bunny, you should because she is she constantly is getting wild on her Instagram. And you posted yours, and you're very upset that people were talking more about the funny girl thing with Rachel. What's her name? Not Rachel. Leah Michelle and Bernie Feinstein. You're like, I'm gonna read the post to y'all. I'm gonna read the post of a few Lady Bunny Instagrams. Okay. And y'all just Lady Bunny is always getting the children together.
Not really. She's just sounding off and hoping somebody sees something.
Oh my God! You posted so much since then. I can't even find it. Jesus Christ, girl! Bitch. What is this? You posting? Damn! They leaked my. Okay, y'all. I can't even explain to you. It looks like some type of. Is it some type of plastic or some snake going into this muddy hole and the hole is leaking brown water? And Buddy's like, damn, they leaked my sex tape. Look out, Kim K. So you're the one to bring her up.
I know. Somebody put your water hasn't been that clear in decades.
Oh, yes.
But yeah, someone said, you, it looks right like here. You had a, it looks like you had an anal bleaching, because it's kind of like white mud. It's really disturbing. It's like clay or some shit.
Oh, okay. So this is the post. So, but it's Bunny posted a video of this, which is very scary, of a polar ice cap melting. And Bunny's, the caption is this: "This is a glacier collapsing in Kyrgyzstan a few days ago due to global warming. Yet I see more friends posting about Beanie Feldstein getting replaced by Lea Michele and Funny Girl. Guess what? You aren't going to be worrying about Broadway replacements when Manhattan is underwater in a few years. We'll all have free tickets to Dames at Sea, The Little Mermaid, and Titanic."
That's right.
I mean, this is very scary, but the Funny Girl drama is very exciting as well.
Tell me why you like it, and I'm looking for a Huffington Post article that was on there, because I'm interested to hear. Because no, I got back on Facebook. Let me tell you a little story of it. It's just like what stuff is like now. I took my computer, my laptop, to be repaired.
Mm-hmm.
There are typically, I don't know, 6-8 employees at this place. One guy was there because everyone else had COVID.
Yeah, yeah, you told us this last week.
Oh, I did. Grandma, okay. Anyway, I finally got the computer back, but they were missing a part. Finally got it for after like 30-40 days. Mm-hmm. And I went back on Feces Book, and
was all your porn gone?
Do you
download movies, or do you just watch it online? Like, if when they fix your computer, did they see like a whole bunch of porn, big black dicks everywhere?
No. I don't watch porn. I never watched porn until COVID.
Really?
No, I had sex. What do I need porn for?
Yeah, I agree. I'm not a big porn watcher. I like doing the thing.
I have nothing against it. If you like it.
Yeah, me either. Have you ever gone to a hookup's house and bitch, it's for fully a movie in there? Bitch, they got porn on the TV. I'm like, bitch, we're here together. Why do we need to play this shit on TV?
Honey, some child in Miami tried to grab me by the back of the head while I was blowing him and say, no hands. I said, you've been watching some porn, honey. No hands. Maybe I want to take it out of my mouth and slap it across my face and look into your eyes and vomit.
Oh, God.
Okay. Don't get hot, sorry, Monet. Okay, I cut you off. We have a podcast. Don't get
hot. You were telling us a story and I cut you off.
Oh, anyway, so I got back on Facebook. They're all posting about Beanie Feldstein. I'm like, you fags. You cheap fucking COVID-ass fags. Didn't even see Beanie Feldstein. You didn't want, you would, as Bianca Lee, the trans actress and bartendress at Lips, posted, it was always going to be, Beanie was going to be hated because you worshiped Barbara in the original, Barbara Streisand. And yes. So now y'all were going to love, whatever. I mean, they were saying at the beginning that Beanie wasn't right for it, or that it was a different direction. So, but then you tell me why you interested in it, because maybe there's something that I don't get. I don't know who Lea Michele is. I have a couple of her songs.
That's why. So Lea Michele rose to popularity. She was Rachel Berry on the hit TV show Glee. But then years later, all of these people from that set, people who had worked with her before from like going to like auditions and stuff as a kid, came out talking about how bad she was and how mean she was. Like she's like a really, really mean girl. So she was at one point, her trajectory was to become America's sweetheart, right? And then all these stories about how mean and nasty and like a bad person she had came out. And now like it just like the industry just turned on Lea Michele. So to hear that she's getting someone is like putting her into this show, a lot of people are gagged because it was understood that Lea Michele is a bad person. No one should ever work with her again because she's mean. She like does things like tell people don't talk to her, and she like all these like Lea Michele has not done a whole bunch of work ever since all that stuff came out about her. Lea Michele has not done a lot of work. She was on Glee, she was the it girl.
Okay, no, here's what I wanted to say. So what is the worst stuff? Because as we've discussed about Ellen, I don't like the idea I don't like Ellen, but I don't like the idea of people in the public deciding that her workplace was an evil place, and that maybe someone in one department was overly forward with a female employee, and that someone else was an asshole, and then they could claim that Ellen, the boss, had cultivated a place of where the whole thing was toxic work environment.
Oh, and I agree.
So here is what I'm looking at in Huffington Post, which I used to write for, and it is a fucking wreck. Honey, you should have seen me when I started writing for them. I would get so upset about Fox News as a tried and true Democrat that I wrote one article saying we shouldn't just boycott Fox News because of its lies. We should boycott Fox.
You also were 30 pounds lighter, so much has changed.
Ooh. Anyway, this is called Glee Star Samantha Ware speaks out after Leah Michele's Funny Girl casting. Within an hour of Michelle being cast in the Broadway play, her former co-star tweeted that she was abused, unquote, and her, quote, dreams were tainted, unquote, reminding fans of her past allegations against the actor. So let me read some of these allegations and the way that this phrased it. So do you know Samantha Ware?
I don't know. I just looked it up, who that character
She's
was.
She's a very attractive black girl. Samantha Marie Ware. Abusive on the set of, I guess, Glee, right?
I didn't know she was in Glee.
Yeah. Former co-star Glee shared this on Twitter. She's also from the All Rise star. So she tweeted, Samantha Ware, yes, I'm online today. Yes, I see y'all. Yes, I care. Yes, I'm affected. Yes, I'm human. Yes, I'm black. Yes, I was abused. Yes, my dreams were tainted. Yes, Broadway holds up whiteness. Yes, Hollywood does the same. Yes, silence is complicity. Yes, I'm loud. Yes, I do it again. That was tweeted on July 11th, and I read on to find that aside from that tweet, Samantha Ware has accused. Let me just find this. I'm going to read it because okay. In June 2020, Ware said that Leah Michele, treated her terribly during their time on Glee, including, okay, Monet, get this, by suggesting she wanted to defecate in Ware's wig. Okay, now, girl, you know all the shit jokes that I make, and anything about wigs is going to delight me to no end. But I have to look at what is being said. The quote here, LMAO, this is Samantha, LMAO, remember when you made my first television gig a living hell? Ware wrote at the time in a since-deleted tweet, according to BuzzFeed. So the tweet is, the worst thing that she did is in a tweet that she deleted. Okay, get this, it continues to quote, because I'll never forget, I believe you told everyone if brackets you, unbracket, had the opportunity, you would shit in my wig. Oh, wait a minute. I believe you told everyone if you had the opportunity, you would shit in my wig. Now, babe, that's not saying, come here, I'm going to shit in your wig.
Right.
Right? I mean, look at all the bullshit that you could take out of context if you wanted to smear me and talk about, yeah, then Bunny started talking about, you know, somebody being, you know, having Down syndrome, you know, or whatever, to smear me if that's what you wanted to do. But see, this is why I don't know anything about Leah Michele. Why, I mean, tell me about her talent, because it was said that Beanie Feldstein, I can't even believe I'm talking about this,
Hey, Bunny, why are you talking about this? The ice caps are melting. How dare you? Well, listen, I want to say this. Now, again, I was not on set with Leah Michele. I was never on Glee. I've never worked with Leah Michele. But, I mean, and again, these actions were not taken against me, right? So who am I to talk? It's not my experience. But it just, I mean, what it sounds like, it sounds like kids, like bratty kids being brats working together on set. You know what I mean? Like, bitch, if all the things that was said and done to me in middle school. I mean, you know, like
we hear these things and we somehow manage to continue with our lives.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Like I talk about publicly on like on Sigma Rivalry and stuff, but a lot has happened to me in my life, especially in middle school and high school. And like, you know, I mean, but that's also comes to the territory. I feel like growing up in New York City, but all kids in New York, Philadelphia, fucking Ohio, whatever. Kids are fucking
cruel.
Mean and nasty.
They're cruel.
And I think that sounds like it's a bunch of kids on set working and one is being like saying like, bitch, I was shitting your wig. Who knows? Maybe
right,
she...
Right. But like you said, Monet, we've lived through some times that were hard. Maybe they shouldn't have been hard. You know, if maybe we were feeling, you know, that our lives were being, you know, pestered by bigots or whatever, homophobic mm-hmm. or whatever. But what happened to the kind of faggot or woman or straight man or trans or whatever when somebody said, I would defecate in your wig? I would say it looks like somebody already defecated in yours. I mean, what happened to the people, gay people, that did read and that were familiar with shade and that are really not going to be? Because first of all, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's grim and gruesome, but it's also, like you said, bitch, I'm going to shit in your wig. It could just be, you know, goofing. Let me ask you this. Is Lea Michele meant to be the talent and the draw that and the beauty that Beanie Feldstein wasn't?
I don't know why.
Does she have a strong girl, voice? It's a soulful voice.
I don't even know who Beanie Feldstein is. I'm gonna
look at the show. Leah, she has a soulful voice. I don't know if it's...
Not soulful. She was also... No? Her big break, actually, I think, came in Rock of Ages. Her and Jonathan Groff did Rock of Ages together. That was like her big... Like, everyone was like, this girl. Then she got cast on Glee. So Lea Michele is a through-and-through Broadway girl. Like, she is a trained Broadway singer. She's done... In the show in Glee, her character was like the Broadway girl. Yes, that's what I meant, Spring Awakening. I said Rock of Ages. I meant Spring Awakening, y'all.
Okay.
So she has, like, a Broadway voice. Like, she was built for this, right? So everyone can trust her that she's going to sing it and sing it well. But I don't know why they're replacing Beanie for her. I mean, I don't even know who Beanie is.
But I don't think Beanie was working out. I mean, from the beginning, people... I don't know all about this. Well, they just said that she wasn't the strongest for the role. And like Bianca Lee said... they're gonna criticize anybody that's not Barbara,
right?
But Beanie left early. Let me ask you. I think this is so. I'll tell you this one thing: Mrs. Bryce, Lea Michele will play Fanny Bryce on Broadway in Funny Girl, opening September 6th. They ain't paying us, but we're being nice to them. Tova Feldshuh is playing her mother, Mrs. Bryce. Now, when you look at Tova on the graphic, it doesn't even look like she could play Leah's mom because she is so cute. I mean, she's very plumped up in the cheek area, but she does not look old at all, and she's fab. She's like a Broadway Jewish, you know, I saw her in the Tallulah Bankhead story, and she was magic.
Really?
She was magic. Oh, yeah. I had to see that. I try to see anything about Tallulah because that thing was a nut.
I have not seen it. Oh, I did. The last Broadway show I saw was A Strange Loop, which was very good. But I haven't seen... I want to go see some stuff. I really wanted to go see... I heard MJ is really good. Everyone's talking about how good MJ the musical is. I need to go see that.
Michael Jackson?
I recently had dinner with Joan Grande, who is Ariana Grande's mom.
Okay.
And she was going off. She was like, girl, you have to go see MJ. MJ is so good. She's like, I've seen it like 3 times. So, So have you seen anything else besides the basic ones that you just mentioned?
No. You know what? Have you never been a Broadway kind of girl? I'm laying low because when I go out to work, it's like airports and hotels and clubs. So when I'm off, it's laundromat and bed, okay?
Yeah. People don't get that. people don't get that. I'm like, bitch, I love being... Like, when I'm home, I am so happy to just sit my ass at home and play with my cats and watch the TV. And they're like, you want to come out? I'm like, no, bitch, I want to stay home. I don't want to go anywhere.
Well, they don't know what it's like to always have to be the life of the party.
The life of the party. With everything going on, a lot of Americans are like, America is fucked up. I'm just going to leave and go somewhere. Do you ever see yourself leaving, going somewhere else because you're over in America?
Well,
what are your thoughts on that?
I think we've gone in the wrong direction for a long time. And I think younger people are realizing it. The trust in the media is dying, according to a great article on Axios. I mean, it's been very, very frustrating. Tell me your question again, because I'll ramble because I've been hitting the peace pipe. Tell me the question again, bitch. Can you repeat the question?
With everyone, you know, a lot of people are like, you know, America is fucked. I'm leaving.
Oh, leaving
like,
the
I'm
country.
Just going to move to a different country. Yeah.
Well, I'm never going to say that. I'd like to see every country before I die, but I'm never going to. I'm an American, and I do love it here. This is my home. And, you know, not to get patriotic, but on July 4th, I was in Rehoboth. The weather was so gorgeous. I've never had a better time there, and I've been there a couple times each summer, this summer, three times. And, I mean, people are so nice. They are, you know, holding elevator doors when they're with their family, you know, with like a Hindu family, you know, and this big drag gets in the elevator. And, you know, I'm cheerful and whatnot, but, you know, like saying, you know, how are you? Or is it hot enough or whatever? You know what? Every kind of person was doing that. White, black, Latino. It was so pleasant. I mean, everyone was on vacation and they were, you know, in a good mood. I'm not saying that everyone's life is like that or they can even afford vacations, but the things that we go at each other online about, they don't mean a hill of beans to so, so many people who are just decent. You know, they're decent. So I don't want to leave. No, I don't want to leave. I have wanted to live in Amsterdam. I lived
too many white people with dreadlocks. Too many white people with dreadlocks in Amsterdam. Too many bicycles and too many white people with dreads. I can't.
Honey, I was gonna tell you what. Some of those, you might want to brush some of those dreadlocks aside and look into those big eyes and full lips and reach down they pantyhose. And, I mean panties.
Pantyhose.
And, not pantyhose. Don't reach down those, honey. That's your sister. And you are not a lesbian.
My mom lives in St. Lucia, and I have a lot of family in St. Lucia. I thought about it. I was like, if I had to, like, I could go to St. Lucia. Bitch, I want to fucking buy a house there and, like, go ham and build myself, like, a fucking fierce-ass vacation resort in St. Lucia. But I could live in St. Lucia. I could also live in the U.K. I really like the U.K. a lot. I had to live there
I love it.
Yeah, I had to live there for a month and some change when I went to go do Death Drop, the musical there, and, you know, the pandemic happened, so it ended up not pulling through. But I was there for like a month and a half, like almost 2 months, and I really liked it.
Did you rehearse it?
And yeah, then we rehearsed it. We did a whole week of previews, and then things happened. But yeah, I could live in the UK, St. Lucia, UK. I could live in Canada. Canada is just so cold. And I know the UK is cold too, but Canada is like snowing and shit. It is not, it seldom snows in the UK. So
you get some good health care either place, Canada or the UK.
Yeah. So Canada is too fucking cold. No. That's pretty much it for me, girl. St. Lucia or the UK.
I like Amsterdam because the weed is legal and because it's got a friendly vibe. And, you know, for, you know, at my age, I'm not going to totally learn a new language, you know, so everyone there speaks English pretty much.
I mean, you barely speak that, so.
Huh?
You barely speak English.
Honey, I'm going to go over there and show them the, Holland Tunnel.
About the Holland Tunnel.
Oh, yes,
I live
baby.
In Asia. I really enjoy Korea. I fucking love Korea, but you can't get any drugs in Korea. Korea, bitch, they barely had weed. No, I was when I went to South Korea, I was with some folk, and I would walk. We were at the club, and I went outside, and I pulled out like a joint. They're like, "Girl, what you doing?" I was like, "I'm gonna smoke my weed." It's like, "Bitch, put that shit away. Like, you would get your ass fucked up." So that definitely would not work for me, bitch. Where am I getting my mushrooms from? No. So that Korea is not
your mushrooms.
Yeah, psilocybin. Did you know in fucking Vancouver, Canada, weed is obviously legal. They just legalized mushrooms, aka psilocybin, in Vancouver. And they're decriminalizing, not legalizing, but they're decriminalizing cocaine.
What?
Isn't that crazy? Vancouver is wild, girl. You have me look up.
Get my ticket. Well, Portugal's legal drugs, all of them.
Really?
I think so.
No.
I thought you were going to say Special K because they're using the mushrooms now as the psilocybin. Is that what it is?
Psilocybin.
Therapy. They're using a therapy now, and they're also trying to they're also using Special K as therapy.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess. Wait, this is Portugal?
No, they're doing that here. The test of the Special K and the mushrooms, for therapy. But Portugal is supposed to have every drug legal.
That is crazy. Okay, so Canada has announced this is temporary, that they will temporarily decriminalize the possession of small amounts of illicit drugs in British Columbia, and that is 2.5
grams. Oh, so you can get hooked, and then they can arrest you. You get hooked on the coke, and then they arrest you, and then
opioids,
you're geeked in jail. You're geeked.
Opioids, cocaine, methamphetamines, aka meth, aka Tina, and MDMA, which is Molly. They're decriminalizing it. I guess they're trying it. What the fuck does trying it out mean? Bitch, are you doing it or you're not?
I don't know.
Well, not a tryout.
Well, sometimes they microdose the mushrooms, which I haven't tried.
Have you ever done mushrooms?
Oh, yes, many years ago.
And did you like it? Mushrooms to me just feel like a very, very intense weed edible. That's what it feels like to me.
It's too intense for me, and I don't know how to end it.
What do you mean you don't know how to end it?
I don't. It's going to last a long time. It's going to be speedy. But I guess mushrooms are cleaner than acid. I don't have a lot of experience with that world, and none of it is recent. I took LSD and mushrooms way back in the day, 20s.
Yeah, I'm surprised. the 1920s?
Yes.
I'm surprised that you don't currently do, because even in the States, like, there's this company that they're in Canada, but they will send you these little mushroom tablets to help you like microdose them. And I'm surprised that you don't microdose mushrooms, Bunny. It seems like something right up your alley. This is how I would describe it. I would say in this order, right? You have weed edibles. The next step up is mushrooms. And then the next step after that is fucking acid. I feel like that's the scale, in my opinion.
Why are you trying to gateway drug me?
Gateway drug?
Yeah, that's what they always call weed. It's like, at first you start with the weed, then you... Good for the harder stuff. The mushrooms, and then you get really tripped out on the synthetic LSD.
Oh, God. That was the thing. You remember that was the thing when people were smoking the synthetic weed called something. I forgot what it was called. Like, all these kids were smoking the synthetic fucking weed shit, and they were getting, like, being hospitalized. Anyone listening, if you remember that, can you tweet me? I forget what it was called. Maybe our producer Jay knows. They were smoking this. It was.
Knows. Our producer knows all about drugs, honey.
He's done all of them, y'all.
A mess.
He's messy today. He was a little slurring his words.
Well, he's a cunt.
Yeah, and a cokehead.
A wannabe cunt.
Yeah, but that was a big thing. That these kids in school, they were smoking this synthetic weed grass shit. And it was not doing well. They were being hospitalized. So do not smoke any synthetic shit. I mean, yeah, don't smoke any synthetic anything. Girl, who's calling you? Is that for you or for Pepper?
It's for Pepper. It might be a man. Hold on. Okay. I'm back.
There she goes.
That was Hunter Biden. That was Hunter Biden.
What did he want?
What do you think he wanted?
His money back. It was too toothy, girl.
You think he
too
has toothy. Any? Have you seen those paintings, honey? You think he has any?
Oh, is he an artist?
Aren't they all?
Let me look it up. Are they ugly? Don't insult the president.
I don't know.
Like that.
That could be George W. Bush, another troll.
Oh, yeah.
There was some Hunter. Hunter's dick does look big in a video that came out this weekend.
What?
Oh, honey, the 4chan.
Oh, I see. Leaks. Hunter Biden does have artwork. Okay. It's not my cup of tea.
No, you don't think he's handsome? Bitch, no, you don't think Andy Cohen is handsome?
I know. Hunter Biden is cute. I'm talking about his artwork.
Oh, okay. Well, honey, yeah. You should have seen him pulling on his artwork in that video with the revolver in his hand. Naked.
Wait, Hunter Biden has nude pictures?
Darling, it's all over the internet.
Imagine me. Oh, my God. Imagine being the president's son.
I will say that he's sexy. And I will also say that I don't want to laugh at anyone's drug addiction. But, and it also has no effect on policy with his father. That's Joe Biden is the president. Hunter is his son. I do think it's mean. It is remarkable to just like give it a look and have a chuckle, but you know, and it's certainly not respectable in any sort of old school way, but that's not his. You could make the case that Ivanka and what was the other, Don Jr., were more involved with Trump's administration than Hunter is involved with Biden. So when I talk about politicians, I want to talk about policies and not personalities and not, you know, reputations. But that said, yeah, Hunter Biden was kind of gagging them all.
Okay, I'm in a Hunter Biden Google search and I'm gagged. I did not know he was a drug addict or uses drugs like this. This is insane.
Well, now I'll tell you what I do want to know is if there is any funny business found in the laptop that says that Biden and him were doing deals with the, you know, oil company that he was a lawyer. And he got a lucrative gig, like maybe $50,000 a month with a Ukrainian oil company. Was also, so, you know, that's something I'd want to know about. The drug stuff, I've had plenty of drug addict friends and been, you know, way too consumed with booze myself.
I just imagine being the president and being your dad and bitch, this being your son and you're the president. Like, this is like wild. I am gagged. I did not know this was a thing.
Well, there's one where he's with some girl in bed and I think he's got a red plastic bag over her head and he's feeding her a pizza? Girl, I don't know what it is. I don't know what, but hey, listen, if you can have an appetite on crack, you're doing okay. But yeah, it just seemed like he had a dark, druggy world. And to me, it really doesn't feel like anything to laugh at, even though I just laughed at it.
Yeah,
I don't know. I feel sorry for anybody that was in that state, and I hope he's better. And I'm 100% honest. Oh no, for sure.
Honest. I hope he is better too. I just had no idea this was a thing. I did not know that this was a thing. I'm gagged.
Well, sometimes the media does protect Joe Biden a little.
Oh Lord, here she goes. Here she goes.
The establishment media, which is why we look for independent sources. Anyway, what's coming up for you this summer? Well, what? I do like to watch the Rising on the Hill and Breaking Points because there's one progressive and one conservative. And I want to hear all sides, even though I rarely agree with the conservative.
So what's up this summer? Next week, if you are in Albany and if you are in Baltimore, I'm going to be in Albany on the 20th, Baltimore on the 21st. I'm doing some more stand-up. These are my last 2 days for the summer because after that, I'm going into Bunny and I, because of Ebony and Irony, actually, we're doing this really fun gig. We can't really talk a lot about it, but it's with, I don't know if we can say who it's with. Anyway,
we'll surprise you later.
Yeah, the week after that, Bunny and I are doing a really fun thing with some other folks that we're very excited
about.
Who
are also somewhat fun. I mean, they're mildly fun.
Because of this podcast, we found out. The person heard something we said in this podcast, and they were like, that's not true. And we're doing the things. It's really fun. But if you are in Albany on the 20th of July, and if you are in Baltimore on the 21st of July, I will be coming out to the comedy clubs there. So go to my website, Monet Exchange, M-O-N-E-T, the letter X over change.com, to get tickets. And I can't wait to see y'all.
Wait, why would they want tickets?
Because they want to laugh and see, like, good entertainment. I mean, I know you're...
Oh, so you're going to strip?
Yeah, I'm gonna bear my soul to the audience. That's what I'm, my soul and my whole to the audience. That's what I want to show them.
Come on, breathe my whole. Come on, breathe my whole.
Are you writing a parody for that?
Anybody?
Are you writing a parody, Bunny?
Of course.
When is it coming out? I want to hear it. Do you want to run it by me?
Release the zipper. Release the dick. Release the cum. On to my clip. Come on, breathe my hole. Come on, breathe my hole. Come on, Omaha and Berlin. We're getting ready to give it to debut it.
Oh, yeah? Okay, so tell us those dates again so we know where to find you.
I don't know. I don't have the right calendar on this computer. And okay. One of my many palatial rooms. No, I'm kidding. Omaha, Nebraska on the 16th this Saturday. And, oh, sorry, Monet. Did I maybe mention, what if they listen to the date after, on the 24th? Are they going to be mad at me? Because that's what you tried to imply earlier. Cunt.
I did not.
Yes, you did. And then on the 23rd in Berlin.
Right.
And then I will bring back some international monkeypox and COVID strains. Yes, darling.
Well, lady, buddy, this has been a pleasure. You know, I hope that you have a good rest of your week. I hope that you don't get monkeypox.
Who is this?
On your throat. I want you to get it in your ass. That's what I want it for you.
Well, honey, as soon as it gets into my ass, that means that you can have some in your mouth. Now don't anyone jack off to that.
On that note, have a good day, y'all. We're done.
Totally done. Ridiculously done.
A podcast network.